Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 541, How Food Addiction Works and What to Do About It, by Chris Gunners with Healthline.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. Pretty similar to an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions right here on the show. And with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. How Food Addiction Works and What to Do About It, by Chris Gunners with Healthline.com. If you've ever tried to cut back on junk food, you may realize that it's easier said than done. People tend to get cravings when the brain starts calling for these foods. Even though people's rational, conscious mind knows that they are unhealthy, some other part of the brain seems to disagree. Some people don't have this problem and can easily control the types of foods they eat, while others don't seem to have any control whatsoever. If you're one of these people, despite your best intentions, you may repeatedly find yourself eating unhealthy foods, even when you have previously decided not to eat them. Though you might think this is caused by a lack of willpower, the situation can be much more complicated than that. The fact is, junk foods stimulate the reward system in the brain in the same way as abusive drugs like cocaine. For susceptible people, eating junk foods can lead to full-blown addiction, which shares the same biological basis as addiction to abusive drugs. How does food addiction work? There is a system in your brain called the reward system. This system was designed to reward you when doing things that encourage your survival. This includes primal behaviors like eating. The brain knows that when you eat, you're doing something right, and it releases a bunch of feel-good chemicals in the reward system. These chemicals include the neurotransmitter dopamine, which your brain interprets as pleasure. The brain is hardwired to seek out behaviors that release dopamine in the reward system. The problem with modern junk foods is that they can cause a reward that is way more powerful than anything you can get from whole foods. Whereas eating an apple or a piece of steak might cause a moderate release of dopamine, eating a Ben & Jerry's ice cream is so incredibly rewarding that it releases a massive amount. Summary: eating junk food causes a release of dopamine in the brain. This reward encourages susceptible individuals to eat more unhealthy foods. This can lead to tolerance and withdrawal, the hallmarks of physical addiction. When you repeatedly do something that releases dopamine in the reward system, such as smoking a cigarette or eating a Snickers bar, your dopamine receptors can start to downregulate. When the brain sees that the amount of dopamine is too high, it begins removing dopamine receptors to keep things balanced. When you have fewer receptors, you need more dopamine to reach the same effect, which causes people to start eating more junk food to reach the same level of reward as before. This is called tolerance. If you have fewer dopamine receptors, you will have very little dopamine activity and start to feel unhappy when you don't get your junk food fix. This is called withdrawal. Tolerance and withdrawal are the hallmarks of physical addiction. A number of studies in rats have shown that they can become physically addicted to junk food in the same way that they become addicted to abusive drugs. Of course, all of this is a drastic oversimplification, but this is basically how food addiction, and really any addiction, works. This can lead to various characteristic effects on behavior and thought patterns. Summary: frequent consumption of junk food may lead to dopamine tolerance. This means that you will have to eat even more junk food to avoid going into withdrawal. Cravings are a key feature of addiction. A craving is an emotional state, a desire to consume a certain food. It should not be confused with simple hunger, which is different. Cravings sometimes seem to appear out of thin air. You might be doing mundane things like watching your favorite TV show, walking the dog, or reading. Then suddenly, a craving for something like ice cream appears. Even though the cravings sometimes seem to come out of nowhere, they can also be turned on by certain triggers, known as cues. These cues can be as simple as walking past an ice cream parlor or smelling a pizza. But they can also be turned on by certain emotional states, such as feeling depressed or lonely, a behavior known as emotional eating. A true craving is about satisfying the brain's need for dopamine. It has nothing to do with the body's need for energy or nourishment. When a craving occurs, it can start to dominate your attention. A craving makes it hard to think of something else. It also makes it hard to understand how on earth eating junk food could be bad for you. It isn't unusual to get cravings. Most people do get them in some form. But if you find yourself repeatedly giving into cravings and eating junk foods despite having previously made a decision not to, that's definitely cause for concern. For food addicts, these cravings can be so powerful that they cause people to break rules they set for themselves, such as only eating unhealthy foods on Saturdays. In fact, they constantly overeat, despite knowing that it's causing physical harm. Summary: if you regularly give in to cravings for junk food, you may be experiencing food addiction or emotional eating. Cravings can sometimes turn into binges. When you give in to cravings, you get your reward, a feeling of pleasure associated with the release of dopamine. The reward is what cravings and food addiction are all about. People with food addiction get their fix by eating a particular food until their brain has received all of the dopamine it was missing. The more often you repeat this cycle of craving and rewarding yourself, the stronger it becomes and the more food you need each time. While 4 scoops of ice cream were enough 3 years ago, today you may need 8 scoops to experience the same level of reward. It can be almost impossible to eat in moderation when you are satisfying an addiction-driven craving. That's why it may be hopeless for people to just have a small slice of cake or a few M&Ms. It's like telling a smoker to only smoke 1/4 of a cigarette to cut back. It simply does not work. Summary: cravings and food addiction promote overeating, binging, and obesity. This can lead to complicated, addict-like behaviors. Over time, food addiction can cause severe physical and psychological problems. Many people who have been struggling with food addiction for a long time keep their eating habits a secret. They can also suffer from depression and have a severely broken self-esteem. This is compounded by the fact that most people don't even realize that they're addicted to food and simply think that they're weak and undisciplined. Summary: people experiencing food addiction often hide their behavior from friends and family. Depression and low self-esteem seem to play a role. What to do about it? Unfortunately, there is no easy solution to addiction. There is no supplement, mental trick, or magical remedy out there. While some people may need to learn how to control their consumption, it may be best for others to avoid these foods completely. If you struggle with food addiction, it may be best to seek professional help. Psychiatrists and psychologists can help. There are also organizations like OA, Overeaters Anonymous, which anyone can join for free. Binge eating disorder, which is associated with food addiction, is currently classified as an eating disorder in the DSM-5, the official manual that mental health professionals use to define mental disorders. You just listened to the post titled "How Food Addiction Works and What to Do About It" by Chris Gunners with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Health professionals for years have been trying to define whether foods can be addictive. And to be honest, the debate rages on. It's hard to define food as an addiction because we need food to survive. When we think about other drugs, illicit or abusive, that are addictive, like alcohol, nicotine, and cocaine, we don't need those to survive, but we need food to survive. So can we be addicted to something that we need to survive? Well, as Chris mentioned in this article, do we really need junk foods to survive? And therefore, can we separate those maybe into a separate category where these foods are known to be more addictive? And that's where the debate rages on. How do you classify a quote-unquote junk food? Would you classify, let's say, Goldfish crackers in the same category as a Snickers bar? Or do they need two separate categories? But I like what the article mentioned with regards to cravings versus actual hunger. I, for example, am not immune to getting cravings. When I'm sitting down and watching the Food Network, for example, and there's a show on how to bake something or a show all about chocolate, I may have just eaten a huge dinner, but am ready to go grab another bite to eat just because I'm watching this show and it's making me crave those sweets. I don't have a history of addiction, but I'm not immune to cravings. And scientists are starting to study human cravings. And what they found is if you're truly not hungry and you're just craving something because your brain is saying, ooh, I need this to make me feel better, what we're finding is distracting yourself for 5 or even 10 minutes can help remove that craving. And in fact, a really fascinating study was done on Tetris. Yes, the electronic game Tetris. They found that those participants that played Tetris when they experienced a craving, basically a way of distracting themselves, were less likely to go and grab that junk food. And so the moral of that is, no, you don't have to play Tetris specifically, but if you can distract yourself with something that engages you, then the craving will likely pass. And again, it takes about 5 to 10 minutes for the craving to actually pass. And so maybe the next time you experience a craving, pick up your cell phone, play a game, check your Facebook, text someone, get engaged somehow in something that takes your mind off of food, and likely in 5 to 10 minutes, the craving will pass. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Monday, a wonderful start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.